to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Let the blessings of the Lord settle gently in your spirit today, creating a beautiful place for His joy to flourish. I think of Psalm 16, verse 11. In thy presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. So I pray that the Lord, the presence of God, will just settle gently in your spirit today, wherever you are, car or home or in a place where you're working. Oh, just gently upon them, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for gently placing your presence on them, enfolding them in your love and your care, and surrounding them with your grace.
Yes.
Oh, no matter what happens, your grace is what they need today. Oh,
thank
praise
you, Lord.
The Lord. Praise
grace.
The Lord.
Grace.
Yes.
We shout grace.
Yes.
To every situation.
You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, you and Rachel were sneaky. That was a beautiful message before the program. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
As I was doing this late today for National Day of Prayer, my mind went on all of those who have given their lives and shed their blood for this nation and for the freedoms we enjoy. And I thought of President Trump. He has shed blood for us.
Mm.
And I am so grateful for a president that's willing to say, fight, fight, fight.
Yes.
Instead of lay down and roll over.
Right. And continue to be a target. He's
right.
Unafraid.
That's right.
I am so thankful.
Oh, I am
along
too.
With you.
So today we are going to observe the National Day of Prayer. And Kathy Branzel is the head of the Day of Prayer. And every year she's saying here, every year we pray and seek the Lord for the National Day of Prayer theme that will guide our year and unite the tens of thousands of prayer gatherings we host from coast to coast. This year we will unite and pray as our new 2026 theme calls us to, and here it is, glorify God among the nations, seeking Him in all generations. And as you remember, Obama didn't even observe the National Day of Prayer. And I am so grateful for a president that he gives his okay for everything to happen on that day of prayer. And I'm so grateful.
Well, especially that we will have the focus of glorifying God among the nations.
Yes.
This is exciting.
It is. In 2026, our theme is inspired by a passionate prayer of thanksgiving prayed by King David in 1 Chronicles 16 after bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Remember, he was dancing and leaping and praising God. This chapter records Israel celebrating the return of the Ark after being separated for 70 years earlier. While God was always watching over Israel and just a prayer away from them and King David, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God, having been constructed at the command of God and carried by the Levites with Moses as they wandered and waited to enter the promised land, and eventually stolen from the tabernacle in Shiloh at their defeat in the Battle of Ebenezer. We are delighted and excited to share the 2026 National Day of Prayer theme with you and ask that you commit to pray with us each week as God blesses us as we seek Him in scripture and fervent prayer and glorify Him through the 2026 National Day of Prayer theme that prompts us to glorify God among the nations, seeking Him in all generations. And Kimberly, I know there are people in third world countries from the United States, missionaries, that have almost literally given their lives.
That's right.
For people around the world.
That's right. I admire that so much. And we all need to learn how to lay something down. You know, maybe we're not able to lay our entire life down and be that kind of a missionary in another country, but to lay something down and say, not my will, but yours be done, O Lord. You know, even when it comes to small things in this life, being able to say, okay, I don't want to have my way right now. What do you want right now, Lord?
Yes. Oh, let's go to 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. We're going to just read a little bit of this, not the whole chapter. Oh, he's just praising God and thanking God and blessing God. And to you, we give all honor and glory and power and praise. And he just doesn't have enough words to say about God, his Holy Father. And he says here, King David is saying, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make his deeds known among the peoples. I don't think we talk enough about God's deeds, Kimberly.
Right.
About what he's done for us.
Right.
Oh, just this morning, I mean, we're talking about, well, we lost some branches on our beautiful maple tree in the backyard. And I thought, oh, we're going to have to clear it out. And Kimberly brought her little chainsaw with her from Broken Arrow. And this man knocked on the door and he says, I see you've got branches in the driveway. Can I help you? And so she showed him the branches and he was kind of taken back by the amount. But he was so good and
very kind.
Yes, very kind.
Said, we can clear this out.
Yeah. So God brought a man
right to our front door.
Yes, with a business card, and he's licensed, and so
and insured. Yeah.
So,
a very credible business. Really thankful.
Yes,
that was just brought to our front door. How many times does the Lord provide for us? Does he shield us? He is constantly guiding us, and we don't talk enough about. You're right. We don't say enough how great he is.
That's right. So sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Oh Lord, you are so good. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Now this week our scripture has been in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. So this goes right along with our rejoice theme this week. In verse 11, he says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually, longing to be in his presence. Mm. It reminds me of when David wrote, as the deer panteth for the water brook, so my soul longs for you.
Yes.
Oh.
I think I just want to interject right here. We have a tendency to hear everybody else's report on what's going on around the world, or even what's happening in our body. My husband had some blood work done, and you know, he gets to hear then what the results are. We go through that as human beings. We go to our doctors, we have some blood drawn, they tell us the results. And we can have other things, you know, other scans, other results, x-rays, results, and people will speak over us what the result is.
Mm-hmm.
But what about what God says about us?
Yes.
Too often we're listening to what other people say and we don't really listen or tune in to what the Lord is saying about us, over us. And then we don't pick up the gift he's given us by being made in his image, the gift of speaking goodness over us and being able to say, you know what? Thank you for that result from my blood tests, from my x-ray, from my scans. Thank you for that result. Now I am saying to my body, be healed.
That's right.
And whatever you're telling me, whatever time it's going to take for my body to be healed, I'm saying, no, my Lord can do that overnight.
That's right.
It can happen much more quickly. Like you like to say, what Papa used to say.
Yes, collapsing the time for healing and multiplying the anointing.
That's right.
Boy, I say that so many times. And over people that are saying, oh, I got a bad diagnosis from the doctor. Well, I just don't believe those things.
Well, and you know what? Maybe there is a bad diagnosis. Let's go ahead and just face that. And let's say that the doctor says it's going to take 6 months. Well, really? I know a God. I know a physician, the great physician,
who can collapse the time
and multiply the anointing in your life to heal. And if we are aligning ourselves with him, if we are speaking what he wants us to speak, our bodies have a better chance to heal quickly.
Oh, they do. Your body listens to your words.
That's right.
It really does.
And if you don't speak it out, it's going to listen to what the doctor said.
Ooh.
Yeah. And maybe the doctor didn't give a great report. And maybe it wasn't that bad. But what about you speaking something new and something different into that same report?
It starts putting questions into your mind, and those questions can roll into unbelief and doubt and fear.
And anxiety.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You know, finding a little lump on your arm or something and then pushing it and keep pushing it, keep playing with it.
Oh,
you know,
no.
those little, well, that happens. Uh-huh. You can find something on your body and just uh-huh. keep picking at it, pushing on it, and then you're thinking, what are you thinking? Well, try speaking out loud. You don't need to stay there. You can just melt away in the presence of God's love.
That's right. I do that with prayer and essential oils. That's right. You have gotten me in the habit of
anointing
when I see
you.
Something, yes,
yep.
especially if it tickles or it's a little hot, mm-hmm. then I put essential oils on that.
Oh, but it's our words. Mm-hmm. It's what we get to speak. It's a gift the Lord has given us that we want to use. We want to be walking as his creatures in this world.
That's
and
right.
bringing his kingdom here by aligning ourselves with him.
That's right. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 12, King David is saying, remember with gratitude his marvelous deeds, which he has done, his miracles and the judgments from his mouth. Yes.
Yeah. Not the doctor's mouth. Not the
right.
lawyer's mouth.
From his mouth.
That's right.
You know, he says in Romans 8, verse 11, that Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in each and every one of us.
Mm.
And he will quicken and make alive our physical bodies. That's a verse you should be saying when you get a bad diagnosis. Oh, Father God, thank you. Holy Spirit is here with me.
That's right.
And he knows exactly what to do to bring my body into alignment again.
That's right.
Oh, with you.
That's good.
Verse 13 says, O seed of Israel. We've been speaking about seeds.
Mm-hmm.
O seed of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth, and be mindful of his covenant forever. We have a call. Hello. Hello. Do we have a call? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Oh, and he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful of his covenant forever, the promise which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant which he made with Abraham in his oath is a sworn promise to Jacob. And he confirmed it as a statute to Jacob and to Israel as an everlasting covenant. And we are still in that wonderful blessing that Israel is enjoying and the children of God are enjoying.
That's right. This covenant is including us now. This covenant is something the Lord has given us, a relationship with us, saying, I will never leave you. And my words that I've spoken over you mm-hmm. are better than any other words that you hear in this life.
That's right.
That's what that covenant is all about.
Oh.
And as his seed, when we rise up and choose that we're going to believe that and walk in that, that is powerful.
Yes.
All of a sudden, we are changing the world.
Oh, praise God. With our words of praise and adoration to God the Father. He's the one that made the world.
That's right.
Oh, we
That's
praise
right.
Him. We praise
And you know,
Lord.
There are so many good breakthroughs that we have seen through science, through medicine, a lot of smart people, technology. We have so many smart people on this planet.
Yes.
And we have seen beautiful breakthroughs. And these breakthroughs can bring some comfort and some healing. They can launch us forward. They can bring provision to us
mm-hmm.
when we need provision.
Yes.
Yet they are limited. They are just resources. And we have a source, capital S source, who is so much greater. And those resources, they will deplete. They're not everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yes.
resources fade away. Those resources can become bitter real quick. You know, in the wilderness, when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they were crying out and complaining because they didn't have meat. Well, you might be in a season of your life where you are receiving a whole lot of meat. It's just coming in, piling in on you.
Yep.
But you know what happened after just a couple of weeks, however long it took?
However.
They were sick. They mm-hmm. were nauseous. They were stuffed so full of meat, they didn't know what to do with all of it.
I know.
And sometimes that happens to us too. Even in the biggest dump of provision on our lives, mm-hmm. we can become sick of it and not know what to do with it anymore. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's
yes.
too much.
And then we have to take the Pepto-Bismol to settle our stomachs and have all kinds of things to make it go through smoothly.
Okay, well, that's yes. a literal translation yes, okay. of it. But speaking metaphorically, uh-huh. when we trust in the Lord, His provision for us is timely. Mm-hmm. It's not too much, mm-hmm. and it doesn't just... It's not a flash in the pan. Mm-hmm. It's everlasting provision.
It is everlasting. Oh, in the 24th verse of 1 Chronicles 16, it says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among the peoples." Okay, we're going to try on the line one more time. Welcome to Call to Freedom.
Hello.
Okay.
We well, still don't have that connection. Okay. You know what? This building has a few little glitches going on today after
the
storm.
There was no electricity in the hallways. Mm-hmm. And so that might have. And I want to tell the caller, next week when we're taping, we might just have you call in during the taping and talk to us. If you don't mind that, and if you understand our predicament right now, because we usually get those calls through really quickly. So it must be something in the system. So
yes, these technical, yes, difficulties, yes. yes. which can lead us right back into rejoicing.
Oh, yes.
In everything, give thanks.
That's right. "For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared with awe-filled reverence above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. They chop the wood, they make the idol. This thing does not speak, it does not move, and they'd rather serve this kind of stupid piece of wood than the God who created the wood."
Right.
It's just amazing.
Well, and that was back then, you know, so that feels like it doesn't apply to us now. But what we've been talking about in this area of listening to someone else speak over your life, that can be an idol. Mm-hmm. If you let a doctor say something to you that is maybe not the course that God wants for your life,
that's right.
and you are leaning on what that doctor said, and you are relying on their information more than you rely on God's information for you, mm-hmm. then that is a form of an idol.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
that's the area that we just want to be careful. I love doctors. I'm not talking against doctors or speaking against the medical field at all. In fact, I'm pretty much in awe of everything that we have found in medicine. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful, very, very grateful. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to lean so heavily on what the human beings in the medical field say to us.
That's right.
We want to always align ourselves with what God has to say about us.
That's
And that's going to take us speaking out loud and saying, okay, the doctor said this. What do you say, Lord? How do I speak to my body? How do I speak to my family members? How do I speak out loud and cancel the words of death, cancel the words of weakness and illness, mm-hmm. so that your strength can come into my life and I can be found worshiping and rejoicing and exalting you, glorifying
yes.
you, God?
Yes. I had a sign after I had had hip replacement in Broken Arrow. That was the one doctor. I admired him. He prayed over me. It was just a wonderful. I said, if I ever need a doctor, he's the one. Well, he got COVID and he's no longer practicing.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, God, is that a sign?
Well, after COVID, his hands wouldn't stop shaking.
Yes.
And as a surgeon, he had to give that up.
So that was really a sign for me, Barbara. I'm your physician.
Hmm.
I want you to depend on me. So I have no, if you ask me who my doctor was or if I had any doctor in Denver, I can't even name a doctor.
No.
Never had one.
No.
So I'm really relying on God. And Kimberly, it's such a blessing to wake up every morning and say, Father God, you have me today.
Mm-hmm.
In you I live and move and have my being. That is my verse. And that's why I give it to all of you listening, because that's my verse. In him I live and move and have my very being in him.
I love it.
Yeah.
I know that's scary for some people to hear, though. And because there are some that are listening that have never practiced that, mm-hmm. that could be kind of a scary thing. But we just want to encourage you, start practicing in small ways.
Okay.
And we're going to try a small thing once again, see if we've got this phone call coming
today. Welcome to Call to Freedom.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Are you there? Okay. Well, this was not meant to be today.
That's right.
And so, yes, maybe we will be able to have our caller call in on
when
Monday.
When we're taping next week. Yes, because you can still call in and we can talk to you on the taping session. So
That's right.
Have to make a few little adjustments, but it's going to be great. It's going to be good, and God is glorified. And maybe that's why we're reading 1 Chronicles 16, because that praise that we give to the Lord when we rejoice evermore, when we pray without ceasing, when we give thanks in everything that concerns His will,
that's right.
God brings it about, Kimberly.
That's right.
He manifests that, His presence in us. So I'm so grateful. Well,
we left off in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27.
That's right. And splendor and majesty are found in His presence. You want splendor? You want majesty? King Charles cannot give you the majesty that you're asking for. It's in the Lord. Strength and joy are found in His place, in His sanctuary. Ascribe
Wait,
to the Lord.
We're going a little faster.
Okay,
I just want to say, strength and joy are found in His sanctuary. That's you. If you're listening today, you are His sanctuary.
That's right.
We want to remember that strength and joy are found in you. If you're not feeling strong, if you are not feeling joy, it's not about your feelings. It's about what God says about you. He says He finds His strength and His joy in you.
Yes. And when we are weak, Kimberly, His strength is perfected in us.
That's right.
First, remember 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, when Paul was pleading with God to take that thorn from His flesh. That was people from the outside persecuting Him so much, putting so much pressure on Him that it was affecting His body. Mm. He says, Lord, take this away from me. And He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Mm. So when you feel weak, the strength of God is strong in you. Praise God.
Yeah, and I have a testimony for that. Mm. When I first came here a couple months ago already, when I came to Colorado to be with you, Mom, my hip and my knee and my left leg were out of joint. It was very hard for me to walk. I had a lot of pain. And I just started speaking to my hip and speaking to my knee. I didn't know exactly what this was all about. I'm not used to those things happening to me. And I am, I guess. It's funny because it didn't alarm me. And so being able to speak to that hip, all right, whatever this message is, whatever I need to know, you are obeying the Lord. This is the Lord's body. This is the Lord's sanctuary. And you have to align yourself with Him. So the Lord started speaking to me about rest. And as He was speaking to me about rest and what He was leading me into with that rest, I started saying, yes, Lord, I'm in agreement with You. I won't do everything that I've always done. I won't do what You are asking me to just sit down and rest about.
Yes. And when you come to a place that's 5,000 feet, a place where some people have to get adjusted the first couple of days when they come to Colorado, and it's a dry climate. So we have to take in more liquid, more water.
Yeah.
And our bones and our joints are affected by that water.
This happened in Broken Arrow before I even came. So it
really
took me a lot longer to drive here than it normally would.
Well, didn't tell me that.
Well, tell the listeners.
See, folks, some children keep their things from their parents.
Yeah. Or we just ponder these things in our hearts and leave them before the Lord.
Oh, okay.
But He is my strength and
He is
my joy.
My strength, yes.
And that is, being able to have that conversation and fellowship with Him, mm-hmm. and not be in fear, not be in anxiety. It took about 3 weeks, 4 weeks for it to really come back into a place of strength. Mm-hmm. And now I am stronger. I am walking better.
Praise the Lord.
But I still feel that little twinge. And I know it's Him reminding me what He has asked me to do is enter into rest.
That's right. Praise God.
Sometimes we push our bodies a little bit too hard, and then we go to doctors and we wonder what's wrong with us. And we haven't considered that maybe we should not do as much as what we've been doing.
Yes, I agree with
you. Maybe it's time to rest and let other people come alongside and help.
Mm-hmm. And if you've got family, big family, small family, you're going to find that someday you are at the top of the totem pole and there's no one else in your family to really pray with or get agreement with who know the Lord Jesus. And you always need to talk with your relatives and your friends, your loved ones who are in the Lord Jesus, because you want agreement for your prayers, not maybe a doubt or a question or fear from that relative. So make sure when you're asking for prayer that that person that you're praying with is full of faith for you to be well, you to be whole, and ascribe all glory to God the Father.
That's a good reminder.
Got to say one more line. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
Praise God. That's good. Yes. Well, we are having a meeting this coming Saturday, May 9th. And so if you would like to join us, we would love to fellowship with you and encourage you in this rejoicing and giving thanks and exalting the Lord. So give us a call, 1-877-917-7256. Leave a message and some contact information and we'll get back to you. And you can join us this Saturday. We'll make sure we get you the details. Also, listen for us on Spotify. I haven't mentioned that lately, but we are now on Spotify. Look for Freedom Street on Freedom Street Radio on Spotify. And we would love to connect with you on freedomstreet.org. You can look for us there too. Thank you for listening in today. You are a blessing to us. And we just say over your life, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.